What I didn't tell those kids, and I'll confess to you, my son's been bugging me like crazy to get a smartphone. I said, why? He said, so you'll know what's going on in the world. Then I'm hearing it from people on email, you don't have a smartphone, do you? How do they know? I didn't announce it. Why don't you tweet us what you think? Huh? I have enough trouble, don't I, Judy, typing on the doggone computer and sending it. You know that. And now it's Tweety Bird and all that stuff. The world of electronic change. Change, change. It's going on all around us. And I'm wondering, too, when I came to that, now what I said to the kids is true. How do we communicate Jesus Christ in an age of tweet and abbreviations? How do you really do it and get it down? And do we adapt to change very well? Do we? How many of you can honestly say you adapt to change very well? Put your hands up. So I thought, let's have the benediction. The funny thing, yesterday morning at Lakeland Community Theater, Alan Reynolds has been having an older group come in for the last several months. And we go in once a month and we learn something new about performing. Now, there are a number of us who've been performing for a long, long time. Some from different states, and we've had a good time. We've done improv. We've done some other things that they do on stage to show you how to move and da-da-da. Yesterday was a hoot, and I wish you really would have had a video of it. We were learning how to dance. I'll never be a Fred Astaire, I'll tell you that. There were three men and about 18 women, and we were doing all these things. And the woman who was teaching us is a professional instructor, all right? So we were learning how to da-da-da-da-da, boom, da, boom, boom, boom. And then the one thing I got down, that's the ending. I got that. The thing here with the hands and all this stuff, no, I couldn't do that. I did get the vaudeville exit, which is a dance thing. I thought, that's cool. I've been doing that for a long time, and I kept thinking of Jimmy Durante. Some of you know what I'm saying. Anyway, change. And the three men who were there, it was a riot. We were funny. Honestly, I said, we should go on, you know, look like the Three Stooges. And we couldn't get it to save love nor money. Boom, 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 boom. Fred Astaire didn't do that. Ginger maybe, but Fred didn't. Anyway, change. And I thought, boy, I've got to tell everybody tomorrow about that. Because they'll expect me to dance from that. Change. Tweets. Electronic, communicating. And my son's really into it, and so are a lot of you, and a lot of people are. With all of this, I know I'm not, don't worry, Gene, I'm not going to do it. And you can look it up fast. And I wish Heidels were here. They do that thing on the board, you know, boom, boom, boom. She'd all the time, and I have no idea what she's doing. I said, what are you looking at? Getting the news reports. I don't know. Weather report? Yeah, during my sermon. It's just very insulting. Communicating the gospel. And I thought about that, particularly about the lesson today, which really is very intriguing, and particularly in terms of what the General Assembly has already gone through, the gospel of Jesus Christ never really changes that much. We change, we adapt, and we adopt, and we change, and we fuss, and we fume, and yes, we form committees, don't we? And we get worried about what are we doing wrong. I love the letter from our moderator and from Grady Parsons. And I shared it with you in the opening. But you know, today's lesson is really a case in point. You can't tweet what Jesus is asking in the lesson that we're going to share. Open your Bibles to Matthew. And this is a great bit of lesson from the 10th chapter, verses 24 through 39. It's pretty long, but it's solid stuff. How are you as a student? How are you in terms of adapting? How are you in terms of change? Jesus says, a student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the student to be like his teacher and the servant like his master. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebub, how much more the members of his household? So don't be afraid of them. There's nothing concealed that will not be disclosed or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who killed the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father, and even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You're worth more than the sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Amen. In roughly five sentences of all that I've read to you, Jesus spells out the demands of our faith. And really, for the curious, a picture of anything but happy good news. There's no good news in this scripture. In fact, the demands made by Jesus Christ sound too risky. They're not happy news. They're not good, nice things to hear. A man against his father, a daughter against her mother, family confusion, your only enemies will be members of your own household. The person as an onlooker might simply say, this Jesus you're talking about, this Savior, this Messiah, is asking for a bit too much from me. I don't like what he says. It's not a pretty picture, and it doesn't give me comfort, and it doesn't give me peace of mind. And it doesn't. And yet, the call to be a Christian, the call to be a follower of Jesus Christ, is no small, meek, mild, sweet invitation. It's awful. And it's not all peace. It involves some challenge, some change, and it calls for the deepest part of our being. It calls us. It calls us to be responsive and loving and caring to people. That's what it says. It calls for us to live in the deepest valley sometimes, and it calls us to shed tears sometimes. Doesn't say it. But the expectation is there because it calls us to serve Jesus Christ through commitment and love and tolerance, minus the trimmings we think so important for our humanity. I see this all the time after a general assembly. I see it in churches. We experience this and we think things are just going to be rosy, rosy, if we, and we don't say anything about commitment. We really don't. We really don't. It calls for us to believe so firmly in God's love and to share that love to our brothers and sisters without question, without hesitation. Can we do it? Have we done it? No. We participate. We participate. Make no mistake about it, unless you're willing to give your all, do yourself and the world a favor and step aside, because that's exactly what Jesus Christ is telling His disciples and telling us right now. Give your all or don't. And it means risk. It means being risky. But you know, it means more than something else too. I remember when I was a kid, and my grandmother would tell me how much God loved me. And I would listen and smile, because if my grandma said it, by George, it was right. And then she told me, God loves you and loves you so much, He knows the number of hairs on your head. I thought, oh Lord, you must not love my dad or my grandpa very much. Ray, you're in trouble. But think about it. God counts each one of us so completely, with that kind of love, and asking us to do so very little in return. Very little. Love your neighbor. Share your food, your wealth. Share your love. Share your tolerance. Share an open mind. Don't share hate. Don't share prejudice. Don't share bigotry. Don't share the crappy stuff that makes us human. Share the love that came on that cross. Jesus said this. The disciples probably scratched their heads and said, you know, sounds good. Hairs on my head, sounds good. But you know, in 2014, we're still hoping that desperately we as a church of people can still understand that God loves us that completely, that much trust has been given to us so totally that all we have to do is respond. A little. If he loses, if she loses, if we lose our life for my sake. Jesus said it. They'll find it. Be a risk taker. That's what he's saying. For my sake, you'll find it. You'll find it. God, give us a clue again through Christ. Help us to find you as you have found us. Make us receptive. Make us responsive. Amen.